Time to welcome the FBI in the house. Darren Rogers is with us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. I'm well. Glad to be here.
SAS Darren Rogers with us to talk about. There's an upcoming job fair we're going to get to in a little bit, but I got some information on this program, FBI and Tulane University launching the first Future Law Enforcement Youth Academy. What is this all about? I love it.
So it's an excellent opportunity for young people to become part of law enforcement. It's something that Tulane University Police and the FBI have partnered with. Mm-hmm. They actually do it up in Harvard. So that was the pilot, and the Tulane went up there and visited and decided to take it down here and do it in New Orleans. So it's going on right now. There's 30 students. It's a week-long law enforcement academy where they're running and exercising, and they're listening to presentations from all types of DEA, all types of law enforcement agencies to learn about law enforcement.
Okay, because it felt like it's not really FBI specific. It's more overall.
Correct.
But the FBI has a heavy role in it.
Yes, yes.
What is the FBI's role in it?
So the FBI's role in it is just to kind of come out and talk to the youth about FBI employment opportunities, talk to the youth about what the FBI does, because one of the things that happens is that people don't know what all the law enforcement agencies do, like what a federal law enforcement agency does versus NOPD.
Right.
So that's a part of the education piece, and the FBI is like one of the folks that are coming in to kind of bring everybody in and educate the youth to talk about that and explain all that.
We're talking with Supervisory Administrative Specialist Darren Rogers from the FBI. Just one or two more before we move on to the upcoming job fair. One or two more about the Future Law Enforcement Youth Academy. 30 students picked out of more than 50 applicants.
Right.
Do we know what went into the selection process?
So there's basic requirements. You have to be between 15 and 17 years of age. You have to be a junior or sophomore in high school, and you have to have a minimum GPA of 2.7 or better. And you must live in the state of Louisiana. And then once you meet all that criteria and you apply, there's a panel interview that you go through and you're selected. So it's a very strict process. So the people that were selected were the cream of the crop, so to speak.
Yeah. Now, this takes place down in New Orleans, obviously Tulane.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to be from New Orleans to participate.
No.
If someone would want to, obviously this class is already selected.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody was interested in the next one, I believe this class is that represents 23 cities from 16 parishes and 26 different high schools.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty widespread. That's got to be reassuring to see that level of interest.
Yes. So that's the biggest thing, that we didn't want it to be just kids from New Orleans or the North Shore or the South Shore. We wanted the state of Louisiana, and we promoted it and we advertised it along with Tulane. Mm-hmm. And we went out, did radio interviews and everything to kind of talk about it to make sure that we touched everybody in the state. And that's how that.
And the students will stay on campus during it's
they stay on campus.
Away from home.
The parents have to sign off on that. They stay on campus. They wake up in the morning, they do physical fitness, they run, they do all types of things. It's really like a law enforcement academy.
I mean, this goes beyond summer camp to the next level, to be sure. We're talking with Darren Rogers from the FBI. All right, coming up this Friday, y'all have a job fair right here in town.
Yep. So we're partnering with Louisiana Workforce Commission. We have four career fairs that we've partnered with them. We've done one in New Orleans, and we're doing one here in Baton Rouge, and we're going to do one in Shreveport and Lake Charles. So this is the one that's in Baton Rouge. It's going to be at the library on Wooddale Boulevard. It's the 30th of June. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And what I've been telling everybody is, if you've ever thought about a career in the FBI, this is the time to come out and talk to us and get education about it, because we're not all special agents. I'm looking for auto mechanics. I'm mm-hmm. looking for IT specialists. I'm looking for a lot of different career fields, and come out and find out about that.
Yeah, and that's the important part to remind folks about, is that this isn't TV. This isn't the movies. The FBI is very real on many, many levels. So what are y'all most in need of?
So number one, special agents, because it's a highly competitive position. So everything you have to go through, there's a test, there's a physical fitness test, there's a lot of things you have to go through. So we recruit for that, number one, but everybody can't be a special agent. Everybody doesn't want to be a special agent. So the part of the education piece is to let everybody know that we have over 30,000 FBI employees and only like 12,000 of them are special agents. The rest of them are mechanics and IT specialists and HR, and we have our own 911 call center. So we have a lot of jobs that there's no age restrictions or anything like that. You just have to, you know, have some meet some minimum qualifications and come and work for us.
That being said, of course, the most intrigue would be around the special agents. What are the prereqs for that?
So for the special agent position, you have to be between 23 and 36 years of age.
Dang it.
And you have to have a minimum of a bachelor's degree or master's degree or advanced education degree and 2 to 3 years work experience. You have to take a series of tests. There's three tests. There's an analytical test, a written test, and then an interview. And then you have to take a physical fitness test, which is a big one because a lot of people aren't into that because of computers and cell phones and all of that. But that's a huge factor because you have to pass this fit test. And once you do that, you pass, you have to have a background investigation. You got to get a top secret security clearance. And then you go to Quantico for 20 weeks. That's the biggest deal. And that's why we recruit heavily for it, because if we get 100 people, a lot of them are
That was actually going to be my follow-up question is what's the batting average, or you know, what's the attrition here? How many folks sign up that don't actually make it?
So because of all of those steps and those steps in the process, I mean, I would just say, you know, off the top of my head, if we get, you know, 20 applicants, maybe 5 of them may make it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why we but you don't know that until you try.
Right.
That's the biggest deal. And I want to also say you don't have to be law enforcement. Mm-hmm. We're looking for, you know, people with accounting degrees,
yeah,
with all types of backgrounds. So one of the things that the FBI is looking for is diversity, and that includes in careers and education and things like that, because that's one of the things that people think. You got to be a law enforcement or military or something like that. That's good, but that's not like the biggest thing that we're looking for. We're looking for diversity.
We are talking with Darren Rogers from the FBI about an upcoming job fair. That job fair is coming up this Friday. You said at the library on
Wooddale Boulevard.
Okay.
Yes.
The job fair is coming up this Friday, and it's not all special agents that we're looking for here. All types of jobs are open for that. Darren, I got to ask you about just the recent tenor around law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Has it carried over to the FBI, or are y'all viewed in a different light?
So I would have to say that we're viewed in a different light,
mm-hmm,
because, believe it or not, what happens is a lot of times when people, things happen or crimes and stuff like that, they go to the FBI because they say, oh, we don't trust local law enforcement. So the FBI is almost like sometimes people see it as separate. But believe it or not, we partner with local law enforcement. We partner with them. So that's sort of how it has affected us. We're sort of like a high-level law enforcement. So we get people that come to our field office all the time to report crimes and things like that that they should be going to New Orleans Police Department with. But, oh, we don't trust. We want to go to the FBI. So we kind of hold a good stature with that. But just law enforcement in general has taken a hit.
Yeah.
But I think we're faring pretty well because of who we are and what we do.
You carry a pretty hefty reputation along, mm-hmm, with you. Last one before we get you out of here, and I greatly appreciate your time this morning. I had a couple people message me. Are we sure it's Wooddale and not Goodwood?
Because
the main branch of the Baton Rouge Library is on Goodwood, and they got a lot of meeting space. So...
Let me, I on my thing, I have Wooddale, but let me look.
We'll sift through it during the break to be sure. Last one before I get you out of here, and that is for those that are looking to come in on Friday. For those that come in on Friday, what does the process look like on Friday? Like, they don't have to be ready for everything right out the blocks, do they?
No. So one of the things that I want people to come out and do is ask us questions. So, like, a lot of the world right now runs off of the internet. Look online. Go see. Go to www.fbijobs.gov and find out more opportunities about the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You'll have an opportunity to walk up. We'll have at least four people at that career fair. Louisiana Workforce Commission is going to bring their RV out, where they're going to provide resume assistance, so to be able to build a federal resume and apply online. So the reason why we want you to come out is to get information without going online and be able to talk to us.
He is Darren Rogers, a supervisory administrative specialist with the FBI. The job fair is coming up Friday, June 30th, in partnership with the Louisiana Workforce Commission. We'll get you the address on the back end after the break. Darren, if you could stick around, we'll make sure we have it right during the break.